big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Have it or leave it, it's have it or leave it. Straight shoot.
Welcome to Love It or Leave It, live from Hollywood.
Yeah.
I'm John Lovett, publicly gay since Y2K. We've got a great show for you tonight. It's part two of our Big Gay Pride Spectacular. But first, let's get into it. What a week of gay news.
Yeah. Ding.
Drag queen Patagonia is going toe-to-toe with outdoor clothing brand Patagonia after the company sued her for copyright infringement over her stage name. "We'll win this case, bitch," said her lawyer, subpoena colada. You may wonder, how does Patagonia afford the legal fees? Her lawyer is doing it pro bono. The goal is, of course, to get a hung jury. Conservatives lost it this month when HelloFresh once again posted a collection of fiber-rich, bottom-friendly recipes for Pride. "I always knew fiber was gay," said a conservative influencer on the toilet for either the fifth time today or the first time in 2 weeks. This thing about fiber. You know. In an interview with Out Magazine, Jennifer Lopez told the LGBTQ community, "Everything I do, as I'm doing it, I'm thinking about you." And J-Lo, on behalf of the LGBTQ community, "Tell us the name of your plastic surgeon, or I will tell a reporter that you called me a faggot." And they'll believe me, because it is a crazy thing to make up. After Idaho lawmakers banned pride flags on city and county property, the city of Boise has outsmarted them by installing rainbow wrapping on the flagpoles themselves. Flagpoles, more like fagpoles. Speaking of pulling things up, Rosie O'Donnell got a deep plane facelift. She looks awesome. Look at that. Great, good for Rosie. The lesbian icon told reporters at the Tonys that she was mobbed at the airport for the first time in 15 years, all craning to get a look at her new face. Said one disappointed photographer, "It was just the normal number of eyes, mouth in the usual place." Speaking of the Tonys, Cats the Jellicle Ball won 3 awards this year, including Best Costume Design in a Musical by trans designer Queen Jean. Yes. Queen Jean looked at Cats and said, "What if this time they're not cats? What if they're a bunch of gay guys?" And for that, we honor her. And honestly, it's better. It's kind of crazy that they're cats at all. It's the weirdest and worst part of the musical. They're already going to dances and singing about the memories of their lives. That's what people do. Do cats even have memories? I've never met a cat for a second time and felt like we were picking up where we left off. And most of the songs in Cats are just the cats introducing themselves. Mr. Mistopheles is just a magician. He could be a person. The musical should just be called People. And have them be people getting ready for a big party. Note to self, a musical about people, nobody steal this. Speaking of musicals about people, Luke Evans busted out the bustier in his Tony's performance of Sweet Transvestite from Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yeah. Beep, 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 chimes Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's Christian Fitbit that tells him to take a cold shower. While on Andy Cohen Live, Madonna said JFK Jr. was the best sex she ever had, but clarified, "When it comes to talking about lovers, I'm only going to name dead people." Kind of weird. I've always preferred having sex with living people. During the San Francisco Giants Pride Night, 2 pitchers wrote a Bible verse on their rainbow pride caps. Nice try, boys. You still looked fabulous. The MLB issued a warning to the players, which J.D. Vance retweeted on Tuesday with the caption, "Trump won. We don't have to do this anymore." Tough talk for a guy who spends every day on his knees. That wasn't the only protest against Pride this year. The governors of Indiana and Tennessee are counter-programming Pride, declaring June to be Nuclear Family Month. The only difference between the Pride Parade and the Nuclear Family Parade is that the gay guys at the Pride Parade are a little less horny. In Arkansas, the governor declared it Fidelity Month. In her proclamation, she quoted George Washington, who said, quote, "Virtue or morality is a necessary spring of popular government." The governor advocating for virtue and morality is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who was the former spokesperson to President Donald Trump. But hey, she cares deeply about building a virtuous society, unlike the godless cum-guzzling heathens in California and New York. So let's compare, okay? Which society is doing a better job of upholding conservative family values that she claims to care so much about? Oh, that's weird. Arkansas has the highest divorce rate in the country, and that's after Bill and Hillary Clinton rolled up their sleeves and made it work. But maybe that's unfair. Maybe it's just because people in Arkansas get married more often because there's not much to do during the 8 months of the year when the water parks are closed. But Arkansas also has one of the highest rates of infant mortality, along with Alabama, which declared June to be Strong Families Month, with twice the infant mortality rate as here in California. On the other hand, some of those infants would have ended up gay, and it's hard to tell which one, as all babies have pretty limp wrists. Too dark? Well, buckle up. Arkansas, all right, where Arkansas, where instead of celebrating pride, they're celebrating traditional values, also has one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the country, behind only Tennessee, Mississippi, and Alabama, almost four times as high as the rate here in woke trans California. Now, my writers beg me to cut all of this, screaming, "This is the Pride show, and people are trying to have fun, and I am having fun, and you're all having fun. This is fun." You know who's not having fun? All those mothers who aren't alive. Yeah, that's okay. That's the good feeling. That's right. Because if people like Sarah Huckabee Sanders want to know what's actually hurting families, she shouldn't be looking at pride parades. She should be looking in the mirror. Now, I know this is heavy, but guess what? Pride is silly because it's serious. Because for every person speaking up, there's someone out there who can't or is working up the courage to try. Like National Rugby League star Kane Williams, who just came out as gay, becoming the first men's professional rugby league player to do so since 1995.
I've carried that around my whole life. But I'm here today to show people that, you know, you don't have to live like that. Even now, I feel a bit more free just by saying it out loud. I've brought it to the light, and I feel like a weight has sort of lifted off my shoulders.
The Ellen of rugby, they're calling him, and boy, does he hate it. That's what pride is all about, and we won't stop until every hot rugby player stops lying to themselves and admits that they're gay. All right, and we've got a great gay show for you tonight. We'll be right back.
Hey, don't go anywhere. There's more of Love It or Leave It coming up.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. While summer is often associated with endless vacations, pool parties, and relaxation, it isn't always a joyful season for everyone. If the longer days and rising temperatures feel overwhelming rather than bright, remember you don't have to carry that weight alone. BetterHelp is here to support you wherever you need it. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally, and it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences. If you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recs. You gotta have therapy. Everybody needs it. I need it. You need it. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/love it. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/love it. Love it or leave it, brought to you by Bombas. The weather is warming, the days are longer, we're saying yes to more plans, and finally getting outside, running, hiking, moving again. It's the perfect time to upgrade your everyday go-to footwear with Bombas. Bombas are cushioned where you need it, sweat wicking, and they don't slide around, so you're not constantly adjusting your socks. And with the weather warming, it's time to add Bombas sandals to your footwear collection. Their Friday slides are made with this super lightweight and waterproof EVA that's soft but still supportive. I love my Friday slides. In fact, just for fun, I was looking the other night,
irrespective of them being a sponsor and deciding, do I want another pair because they're comfortable and I could get a different brighter pair because I wear them to Pilates all the time, but maybe I want an everyday pair that I'm not wearing to the gym. You know what I mean? Maybe I get a second one just for fun. You can slip them on and go when you're doing errands, lounging outdoors, comfy and casual. I love Bombas. I wear Bombas socks every day. I wear the slides every day. They're the best. And for every item you purchase, an essential clothing item is donated to someone facing housing insecurity. One purchased, one donated, with over 150 million donations and counting. Head over to bombas.com/loveit and use code loveit for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/loveit, code loveit at checkout. And we're back! Yeah. Brendan Scannell, Ashley Ray, and Ansco Okonsko will be out in just a moment. But first, Pride Month is here. It's time to dress like it. This season, the Crooked Store is dropping Gayer Than Ever in two brand new designs and bringing back an old favorite, the Gay for Democracy shirt, plus classics like Dreamboat Willie. That's the one I'm wearing, because we're allowed to use Steamboat Willie now, because it's, what do you call it there? What's it called? Public domain, so I can make Steamboat Willie kiss. Nobody can stop us. Haha, gotcha. Gotcha. What's the mouse gonna do about that? Nothing. Plus the ever reliable Join or Die t-shirt. Whether you're celebrating with the community, protesting, or guilting your straight friends into buying you Crooked merch in the name of gay rights, there's something here for everybody. Go to crooked.com/store to get those things. Also, if you're in LA, you can be like these lovely people. And come see us tape an episode live. Go to crooked.com/events to check out our new space and upcoming guests, including Iffy Wadaway, Ali Sadiq, and the iconic John Stamos. How about that? And more. All right. Please welcome to the stage. They put the B in LGBTQ, only this time the B stands for bitches. Complimentary. It's the hilarious Ashley Ray and Brendan Scannell. Hi. Oh, no. Yeah. hi to you both.
Hello.
Hi, John.
I haven't seen you both in so long.
So long.
I know we were talking about how we weren't invited to your wedding.
Yeah, to your wedding.
You didn't. My cousins, every time I'm on the show, are like, tell John hi. And I'm like, we're not that close.
We're not that close. Didn't get the wedding invite.
No, what?
The pictures were gorgeous. They were beautiful.
What do you mean? Wait, what? You guys weren't there? What?
I know.
What?
Yeah,
but I did bring you a gift.
Yeah, we got you a gift. We did.
Oh, let's see. Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's a
as
hat.
The abyss.
It's merged to my solo show, if you can believe.
Yes.
Wow. That
I also support.
And there is not a candle in there.
There is. Oh, I'm still looking for the candle. No candle. I thought there might be a Lalabo candle, but it is just an unrelated hat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I keep bags. Yeah. You know,
you
gotta
like to
waste
keep
the bags.
Bags. You gotta nice keep ones. Bags. Yeah. Hey, how's your pride going so far?
Good. Didn't go to either of the parades.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. Yeah. I got fully, this is real, I got dressed to go. Like, literally, we, like, planned around it. I put on my little tank top and my little shorts, and I swear to God, and I had a little edible, and I looked at Ari, and I said, this is Pride. Pride can be whatever we want. I want to play video games for 4 hours.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know that I should want to go to the Pride Parade, but I want to go. But right now, at this moment, that's not what it means to be gay for me. And if Pride is about anything else, it has to be about that.
What game are you playing?
I'm playing the Talos Principle 2. It is a game that mixes my love of puzzles with too long dialogue about the nature of consciousness.
Wow.
And it's like, hey, that's an interesting thing. I wish this was more puzzles, less of the chit-chat, but I'm still loving the game. I'm having a great time.
It does sound gay.
It is pretty gay. It is pretty gay. They're all kind of robots.
My boyfriend and I, we played a co-working game together where we had to farm. I can't remember what it's called, but we had a farm. Does anyone know? You guys seem nerdy. And you had a farm, and we each had to take care of parts of the farm. But then my boyfriend would just go off and fish, and I got stuck taking care of the farm. So he'd go fish, and I'd be like, I'm taking care of the whole fucking farm! And so we had to stop playing the game.
Yeah. That's like Animal Crossing?
No.
No?
Stardew Valley. It was called Stardew Valley, and I ended up doing all the chores.
And is everything good in real life?
Yeah.
With the couple?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're great. That's just our dynamic.
And Ashley, there's something I love about you. It's that you're going to post through it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
and
go through it.
You're doing a lot of posting these days about being polyamorous.
Oh yeah.
And bisexual.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
I have to warn people. It's
and now if you put those things together, horny.
Yeah, basically. As my mom said, when I came out and told her I'm bi poly, she said, "Oh, so you're a slut."
And that was wrong for her to say.
It was right for her to say. It was like, it kind of felt like the end of the Barbie movie where I was like, she gets me. She finally sees me. Like, wow.
How's that going?
I mean, pretty good, I guess. It's a weird time to be poly. We're kind of getting mainstream in some good and bad ways. You know, we have a new TV show called This Is Poly, which is interesting and very weird to watch. Like, there's all these new covers that are like, polyamory, it's going to save your boring marriage. So it's not. It's not, also. Let me just tell you, like, don't do it.
Yeah, so don't do it.
Don't do it.
Polyamory, don't do it.
Don't do it.
It just, here's the thing that it just seems so stressful because there's only so many hours in a day, and I feel like it's a nice to have a balance between, say, a personal life and say a career, and I think both are very valuable things to do and people can do with their time what they will. I do not have the space in my brain for career plus relationship one plus relationship number two. Yeah. I get people that cheat and I get people that have open relationships. You know, you have a relationship and then you want to fuck somebody else because you're horny. I get that mentally, I understand that works. You can follow from point A to point B, but it's like, ugh. I get the sex plus the relationship. I wish I could do this twice as much.
Yeah, yeah. No, it really is opting into having multiple conversations that are like, yeah, I don't know if we should go over like with Verizon, Fios, or Spectrum. Yeah. Which one works in your neighborhood? It's just so much relationship talk that's boring. But you know, that's what we love about it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I want to be polyamorous so that I can have more help on the farm. I feel like if my partner and I had more hands on deck, then he could go fish and it wouldn't be such a big deal for me.
Yeah, I mean, that is the logic of sister wives. buckle up, Brennan, you've invented sister wives. Yeah.
Can I say, it was a little difficult. We had the fires here in L.A. Uh-huh. You know, polyamory out here, usually we're all there's no hierarchy. We're all equal in this polycule. Like, no one is more important. And when the fires are coming, it turns out there's a hierarchy. Well, it turns out some people are, like, higher on the pickup list than other people.
Yeah. And I'm glad you're bringing this up. It does seem like a fair weather ideology to me because I have a boyfriend in this part of town, but then I have a boyfriend over here and this boyfriend's more for this and that boyfriend's more for that. It's like, okay, but who's going to hold your hand when you're dying?
Cause
you're not going to get two. And if you play your cards wrong, you're going to have zero. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
You want two people to hold your hand when you die? That's too many.
Yeah. And so
that's
while I was watching the smoke rise alone in Silver Lake,
oh wow. You were left behind.
I was left behind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. No chair for Ashley when the music stops.
Yeah. And that is polyamory.
I do consider the polyamorous to be allies, which is why we're going to play a game about allies in a segment we call Friends of Dorothy. Here's how it works. I'm going to give you two vocal LGBTQ allies, and you'll tell us who you think is the better ally.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
They will then square off against the next ally until there is one ally to rule them all.
Ooh, okay.
All right, first up, Guy Fieri. A vocal straight ally, the mayor of Flavortown once officiated 101 gay weddings in 2015, an homage to his late lesbian sister.
Oh.
Oh, see? Huh? Aww. Maybe there's some...
Love that.
There's some beautiful sentiment there in
Flavortown.
I didn't
know Flavortown
was
inclusive.
Like Queen Latifah at the Grammy
like,
style?
Or like the Moonies. Remember when the Moonies would do those big weddings in the stadiums?
Yeah,
is that before anyone? Before? I'm so old now. You remember the Moonies weddings?
Yeah.
I was born in 2007, so...
Wow. You're so young.
So young.
You're so young. You should have seen. It's too bad you don't remember what it was like when Obama won. It was cool.
Yeah. We really thought things were going to change.
All right. We really did. Versus Hillary Duff, starred in this famous 2008 anti-homophobia PSA.
You know, you really shouldn't say that.
Say what?
Well, say that something's gay when you mean it's bad. It's insulting.
I was a little gay, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
It was kind of gay.
You cut the, like, wonderful line right after where she's like, what if I said it was girl wearing a skirt as a top? The girl's wearing a skirt. I have to go with Hillary here. That is an iconic commercial.
The beautiful commercial.
It's part of our history, frankly.
I got to go with Guy Fieri. And because I know another fact about Guy is that when the COVID shutdown happened, he gave so much money to restaurant workers who were out of work. And every restaurant worker is a gay person. And so...
I'm gonna break the tie for Guy Fieri because during the pandemic, I ordered his nachos that come in a big barrel, and I made them.
Delivery?
You could get it frozen and construct them, and you put them
in from the Burbank airport?
Yes, it was from the Burbank airport. They were shipped from the Burbank. That's why it's so easy to get. And basically, you build them inside of this can, and then there's a moment of reveal where you lift the can up, and the nachos kind of tower and collapse, and it was kind of a beautiful bit of ceremony in the midst of a dark time. Guy Fieri wins.
Fair.
Flavortown!
Yeah.
Next up. It's Guy Fieri versus Johnny Knoxville.
Oh.
He rode in a Jackass float in the WeHo Pride Parade this month.
Ooh, I love that he's gone gray.
Yeah, and he's so hot.
Remember in the last Jackass movie, the first half of it, he has his hair dyed, and then there was a COVID shutdown really on the mind right now, and then they finished the movie, and he had gray hair.
Yeah.
And then I gasped, I saw it in theaters.
Of course.
Where it was meant to be seen.
Right. I mean,
where it was meant to be seen.
He's at his hottest now. He's embracing just the gay fan base he's always had. I think we've all always enjoyed that Jackass is a bit gay.
Yeah.
And he's embraced that. John Waters recently came out and said that Johnny Knoxville is his favorite straight man. And if you get that from John Waters.
Wow. One sort of caution. Jackass was previously banned from WeHo for a decade because Knoxville dressed up as an escaped convict running amok in the restaurant Laurel Hardware, only to be actually arrested by the cops. I feel like that's cool.
That's cool. Why are you getting banned for that?
Laurel Hardware, you're not allowed to wear shorts. That's anti-gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville. Now it's Johnny Knoxville versus Daniel Radcliffe. He's publicly spoken out on behalf of trans people in an ongoing way, famously publishing a 2020 open letter that declared trans women as women when J.K. Rowling was ramping up her public transphobia. In 2022, Radcliffe said, "The reason I felt very, very much as though I needed to say something when I did is because, particularly since finishing Potter, I've met so many queer and trans kids and young people who had a huge amount of identification with Potter on that, and so seeing them hurt on that day, I was like, I wanted them to know that not everybody in the franchise felt the same way." That's nice.
I thought that he was a gay man. So.
He's just short.
He does theater.
He's just short and does theater.
He's short and does theater.
He's just short and does theater.
So, I mean, he's such an ally. I thought he was gay. That's saying a lot.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was too much Harry Potter mentioned in that description.
I
completely disassociated. So I got to go with Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville takes it. We love Daniel Radcliffe. Huge fan of Daniel Radcliffe, but it's not his today. No. It goes to Johnny Knoxville. And then we have Johnny Knoxville versus Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade is an outspoken supporter of his daughter, Zaya Wade, along with his wife and Zaya's stepmom, Gabrielle Union. In 2024, Dwayne and Zaya launched the Translatable Project, an online nonprofit for trans teens and their families.
I got to go with Dwayne here. His support of his daughter has been amazing, and his wife follows me on Twitter and Threads. So they just really got it together over there in that household.
I went to a very fancy Vanity Fair party once as a plus one, and he was there, and I basically like teared up saying how much because he did something. Like, it's one thing to be like, there's not a lot of people, especially in Hollywood, that advocate for gay people. I'm really glad they do. It's important. There's often a lot more claims tilting at bravery. That's not really a lot of risk. But like, he genuinely put himself out there, and I think that's really important and special. And so I feel like it's Dwayne Wade, and then it's Dwayne Wade versus Elizabeth Taylor. One of the first celebrity AIDS activists, Elizabeth Taylor, was spurred to action by the death of her friend and former co-star, Rock Hudson. She co-founded AMFAR, the American Foundation for AIDS Research, the Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation. Famously, while accepting the 2000 GLAAD Vanguard Award, said, "There is no gay agenda, it's a human agenda." Wow, that's a tough competition. That's really interesting.
I got to go with Liz, and yeah. I'll tell you why. I once had a hairdresser on a TV show who said, you know Liz Taylor? And I go, yeah. And he goes, I have all of her wigs. And I say, how? And he said, Warner Brothers was going to get rid of them. And me and my friends went in the night and took all the wigs, which is like an Ocean's 11 type movie that I'm looking for.
And I would watch.
And so because of that and because of the wigs that that man has in Burbank, it's got to be Liz for me.
I got to go Liz, too. I mean, like, that's just a gay icon. Like, I am pretty sure one of the like stripes on the flag is dedicated to her, probably.
The bear claw.
Elizabeth Taylor has won the Ally Award as number one ally in our game today. We'll be right back.
Hey, don't go anywhere. There's more of Love It or Leave It coming up.
Love It or Leave It is brought to you by Mint Mobile. When people hear that Mint Mobile plans are only $15 per month, they may wonder, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. No gimmicks and no gotchas either. Just unlimited talk, text, and data on the nation's largest, most reliable 5G network, backed by our award-winning care team. Switching to Mint Mobile, you know, you get a lower monthly bill, you get the same service and quality and high-speed data, but you keep your phone number and you get your phone. So Mint Mobile took what's wrong with wireless and made it right with premium wireless for $15 per month. You can even bring your current phone and number. You can choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly bill. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile. It's so easy. Sign up online and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/loveit. That's mintmobile.com/loveit. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/loveit. That's it. There is no catch. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Love It or Leave It is brought to you by Quo. If your team's communication is messy, that shows up in products and services. Missed messages, dropped threads, slow replies. It's one of the easiest ways to lose momentum in business. That's where Quo, spelled Q-U-O, comes in. It's the business communication system built so you never miss a call. Your entire team can handle calls and texts from one shared number, so no more missed messages or dropped conversations. Everyone sees the full thread and can reply faster, so customers actually feel taken care of. Quo is the number one rated business phone system on G2 with over 3,000 reviews, built for how modern teams work. More than 90,000 businesses, from solo operators to growing teams, rely on it to stay connected, professional, and consistently reachable. Quo works where you are, right from your phone or computer. Keep your existing number, add teammates in minutes, sync your CRM, and let call routing handle itself as you scale. It's easy. Calls, texts, voicemails, transcripts, and content details are all in one clean view, so your team always has the full picture, can show up for every customer conversation, ensuring seamless and more personalized experience. Don't let essential business communication slip through your fingers. Always say hello with Quo. Try Quo for free. Plus, get 20% off your first 6 months when you go to quo.com/loveit. That's quo.com/loveit.
And we're back. Please welcome to the stage. You know your lover. It's Ozgo Okotska to join us. Come on out.
Hi, beauties. Hi. Sorry I'm late.
You're all right. You're right. Good to see you. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. How's it going? Would you believe it? Would you believe it?
My jacket.
Yes, I come bearing something.
I left that at Ozgo's house a year ago.
Yes.
Wait, what was it? It was a holiday. It was a holiday party. It was a New Year party, right?
I think it was a New Year party. It's a gorgeous jacket.
Really nice.
I wasn't invited to that one.
Yeah.
Wow. That's going around for you.
We'll invite you to the next one. You can leave something too. Thanks for letting me come late. I'm so sorry.
No.
I went to the wrong studio. Same name. It's the Pride show.
It's Pride show.
I really shouldn't be.
You barely are.
Yeah, you missed about half of it.
I'm late. Now I'm taking up time.
This is the role of straight women in Pride, which is to constantly be apologizing and at the same time making it about themselves. And I think that's what you.
She's so whimsical.
Sort of be like, what time does it start?
Yeah.
Wait, now, Brendan, your solo show, The Abyss, for which the hat is named.
Yes.
Is currently running at the Hollywood Fringe and soon to be the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in August at the Gilded Balloon.
If you can believe.
Wow.
sing.
Wow. What's the show about?
The show is, it's a stand-up show that takes place in a submersible that's sinking to the bottom of the ocean. But really, it's about my family and about my all the mental illness in my very Irish Catholic family.
Ooh. Hey, does the thing go...
You'll just have to come see it, John. You'll have
to come see it. You know, like that thing that happened.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with Ocean Gate, so I'm all...
The noise I made was bad. You didn't like that?
You said you're going to get rid of that?
It's wrong.
He's going to get rid of... Did you say to edit that out?
No.
Oh, I couldn't hear it. Sorry.
Okay. I don't want to edit it out. We might.
Was that... What would that mean?
Implode.
No, in the implosion, when the thing imploded.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's actually too fast. You're really actually not hearing the implosion. You're hearing the echo of it, because it's very... Mm-hmm.
It happens so quickly.
Oh, my God. So,
wow, that was a tough couple days.
Excuse me. It really was.
This is his time.
That's right.
This is his show.
And I'm reclaiming it. And Otsuka is producing it.
Yes.
Hey, you know what sound I think people make when they get sucked out of an airplane window?
No.
That's what I've always thought the sound would be like. You know?
Yeah. I think there's also like...
Yeah. I like that more. I like the... I like the Looney Tune version more. Oh, you know, like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that real shit.
Sorry.
I don't take
that. Hey, Otsuka, you did Edinburgh 4 years ago, and it says here on my card that you had several mental breakdowns.
I did, yes, yeah.
Any advice for Brendan?
Wait, you did?
I had two mental breakdowns.
What?
I did, yes, but it's good. We can talk about it so you can be forewarned about, like, the stresses of the month while you're there and all that. I'm sure you already know.
I have to sleep in a dorm.
Oh, God.
A dorm?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And not in a hot way.
Like with other adults?
Yes. Like, I'm splitting a dorm.
Yes, it's for the love of the arts. You know, you perform your show every day, right, for like 30 days straight. It's kind of pricey to be there. That's why a lot of people end up rooming together, mm-hmm. right? And but then you get reviewed too by, you know, like six British men who say sometimes mean things, like, you know, as a 30-something-year-old woman, Otsuka Okotska claims she can't do laundry. Well, I'll see about that. Like stuff like that. Stuff like that.
I sort of believe you can't do laundry.
Yeah, no, and I couldn't. Who are they to tell me, like, who I am or what I can't do or what I can do?
Who are you to tell me what I can do?
Yeah.
How dare you? I can't do that, and shame on you for telling a woman like me what I can do.
I'm always arguing for my limitations. And and these men... So anyway, no, I'm glad you're going. You do come out like a stronger artist, though. You really do, you know? And I'm excited to see your show.
Now, Ashley, you're on Funny AF with Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Which is a competition show, but not in the same way that Last Comic Standing was. It's less competition-y.
Yes.
How do you feel? How's it been? What is that like?
It was really fun. They told us they didn't want us to hate each other and be mean to each other. It was really about uplifting the art of stand-up comedy and the skill behind it. So everyone was just supportive. It was all really friends. And I think that did sort of make for uninteresting, like, competition. Like, they would have us try to shoot these talking head segments where they'd be like, talk shit about the other people, like who's gonna be a rival, and I was just like, everyone here's my friend, and you did a really good job picking people, like, wow. So
wow, Jeff Probst comes in and just throws a knife down and he's like, do something with
that. Do something, yeah. Is it really just did feel like comedian summer camp where we were all friends. Kevin was very nice and short, and yeah. And I will say, he does not like when you mention the short stuff. He might act like he's cool with it, don't think he's really cool with it.
Did you, and that's an interesting choice for you, so how quickly into meeting Kevin Hart did you start?
Almost immediately.
Uh-huh.
Hey, little guy.
Almost, like, as soon as because they wanted us to have fresh reactions to him and Tom Segura being our judges and coming out, so they, like, had them, they held them in the back and, like, had them come out, and they were just like, just react, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, and I was like, oh, wow, he really is as short as they say. Got an amazing laugh.
Right.
Killed. And then Kevin was like, ha, yeah, that was funny, but let's do a take without that. And that is the take that is in the episode. So.
I get that. There's so much. I have been on this show a couple times. I'm always making fun of you, and it never ends up in it.
I mean, we try to keep in as little as you as we can. No, I like to be insulted on this show. It is my kink. I've never really had a problem being short. Actually, I think part of my personality, you would expect me to be someone self-conscious about that, but actually it's about every other thing.
Yeah,
you know, so yeah. That's it. The one, short's fine. I like.
I kind of use it to like get people to help me. Yeah. You know, like I'll just like enter a store and be like, "Where is everything?" And they think I'm a little kid.
Yeah. Right. You were saying you pretended to be a fifth grader for some sort of con artist thing for like several years.
You got to cut this. Definitely. No, yeah. Nothing nope. related yeah. to children on this show.
Now, Atsuko, speaking of. Emmy worthy. Speaking of size, in your Hulu special, Father, you talk about being close to your husband and how being best friends as a married couple is very childlike. Mm. What do you mean?
I'm always like, well, you know, I think it's harder to be single. I think it's, you have to do, you know, as a single person, you have to, you know, do paperwork on your own and be on time and do the laundry. And, you know, it's one of the things I realized that was that I hadn't been doing laundry because my husband had been doing it this whole time. So stuff like that, that you get to be very childlike about, you know, like married people say things like, you know, that's my best friend. You know, it's very childlike, actually, you know?
Yeah.
Right? And so, yeah, that's what I meant by that. And I was thinking about, actually, I had watched Funny AF. It was great.
Thank you.
You were great in it.
Thank you.
And with the short stuff, it's interesting because in the roast, the Kevin Hart roast, there's a lot of short jokes in it.
Yeah.
But maybe it turns out those weren't the most problematic ones. And so, like, he, you know what I mean? He
yeah, you got to embrace the short jokes when it's like lynching jokes are a fair game.
No, totally.
I think that's beautiful. Like, when married people are like, oh, you're my best friend. Because poly people, we have to be like, this is my third nesting partner once removed, metamor.
I know, it's so much.
Sounds buggy. Yeah.
It sounds, yeah. It's just, it's there's a lot of language, there's a lot of words, there's a lot of terms of art.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
just seems a little bit too much brain space. Like, yeah. I feel like I don't have I don't know how you'd like
this is my hinge partner in my kitchen table polyamory.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
I truly am learning new words with every passing moment about this. And like, it just seems like, you know, when like they wanted the earth to be at the center of the universe. And so they were trying to make the model work. So they were adding the little epicircles around the other circles.
Yeah.
They're like, no, it's fine. The earth is still at the center, but it's a circle on a circle. I feel like a lot of what I hear about polyamory, it's like, no, technically your partner subcategory parentheses hated.
I think it's good to have another person around. I lived with a straight couple who then got engaged. And so then another straight couple poached me and I started living with them and then they got engaged. These straight couples are both now married and have children because I was around.
Yeah.
Wow. And wow. You're like a free agent.
Yeah. Right?
That's so cool.
You need a free agent there to weigh in on things.
Maybe poly people are the most adult, actually, because these vocab words are sending me. It's... I don't even, you know, like, I don't remember most of the words you just said.
Yeah, fair.
Just now. And yeah. So, yeah, like, you have to be on time, super be on time, remember each other's interests, things like that,
yeah.
Right? That's really the brain capacity needed, you
right,
know?
Plus, like, the stakes become higher because it's like, I got your favorite chicken parmesan. And then they're like, that's not my favorite.
Right.
Whose favorite is it, you piece of shit?
For sure.
Oh, my God, I've blown it yet again. It's like every day is fucking Mrs. Doubtfire with you people.
Oh, my God. Because there's always a hierarchy, too, right? Like, because most places are just plus one.
Yeah.
Right? You can only bring a plus one to the wedding.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
You got to think about those things and usually have a long discussion. Usually, you know, every Sunday, you'll be like, we have our polycule meetup where we talk about our feelings. And
that's so much.
I know.
When
I'm
do you work?
Really...
When do you have? I met a.
Well, see, that's why you want to get eventually to a place where your entire polycule lives together
and works together.
Yeah,
and you're own a farm together.
Yeah, you know, you may all be baristas, but you're splitting that money and paying it together.
Yeah. Okay. So rent. That seems extra people to pay rent. I'm seeing a plus. Listeners, I want you to know something. I hear how judgmental I sound, and I'm not going to fix that tonight. I'm going to think about questions in which I try to see the good of this in a future episode, because it's not happening for me here.
Well, it's like you build a commune, right? It's like it turns into a village, right? It takes a village. to pay rent.
And then one person decides.
Right? And so
exactly.
That's,
oh, there we go.
In this economy, yeah, it's, you know, I see a lot of pluses too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, plus one, plus two, plus three.
Plus many
you
know, pluses.
As many pluses as you want. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, don't go anywhere. There's more of Love It or Leave It coming up.
Love It or Leave It is brought to you by Cookunity. Eating out at restaurants is great, but it's also expensive. The good news is you can actually get that level of culinary satisfaction at home for way less than a night out. Cookunity is the first chef-led meal delivery service that makes your meals in small batches inside local kitchens across the U.S., not factories. So every dish arrives with the kind of freshness you get at the restaurant itself. We're talking meals from Michelin-starred chefs, James Beard winners, and Food Network stars. Go to cookunity.com/lowly or use code lowly before checkout for 50% off your first week. I love Cookunity. I use it all the time. I have it all the time. This is what I got this week. I got the Night Market chicken, which is great. Got a carne asada breakfast burrito, which was great. Chicken and broccoli pasta, soy roasted shrimp chow mein. I got the Mediterranean braised chicken. I like to get ones that have a protein, a carb, and a vegetable, you know, get my cover all my bases. And I get 6 meals a week, which means just a couple times a week, I know I don't have to cook dinner or I don't have to get takeout or I don't have to eat something bad. I have a healthy, delicious thing waiting for me. So I highly recommend it. Taste what happens when real award-winning chefs make fresh, small-batch meals just for you. Go to cookunity.com/lowly or enter code lowly before checkout to get 50% off your first order. That's 50% off your first order by using code LOLI or going to cookunity.com/LOLI, cookunity.com/lowly.
In moments like these, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and even easier to feel powerless. But we are neither. I'm Stacey Abrams, and on my podcast, Assembly Required, I take on each executive action, legislative battle, and breaking news moment by asking 3 questions. What's really happening? What can we do about it? And how do we keep going together? This is a space for clarity, strategy, and hope rooted in action, not denial. New episodes of Assembly Required drop Tuesdays. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
And we're back! Yeah. It's Pride, it's June, it's getting hot around, but it's time to spike the Celsius with a round of Gay for Takes. Here's how it works. This is Hot Takes Gay Edition. Otzko, Brennan, Ashley, I'm going to give you a Gay Pride hot take. You have to give an impassioned defense of this hot take, even if you disagree with it. You can't bail midway and you can't half-ass it. Speaking of full throats and asses, Brennan, let's start with you.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
First up, we should stop asking drag queens to do the splits.
Yeah, we should stop asking drag queens to do the splits. When did drag become an athletic sport? Also, drag queens, there's no union. There's no health insurance. These girls are getting paid in drink tickets. The people who want drag queens to do the splits are the MCL and ACL surgeons, because these girls are going to hurt themselves. Mm-hmm. Drag queens should be lip-syncing to a song by a diva about how time has passed her by. Drag queens should not be doing flippy loops, getting the twisties, tearing their groins. There's already a lot happening up there with the tucking. And I'm going to start betting on Kelsey for which one of them is going to rip their dang leg off with how athletic drag has become. Drag is an art form. It's not about doing flips and splits.
Yeah.
Drag queens, I stand with you. Stand still. Stop moving.
That was beautiful. I also just want to say that I think getting the twisties sounds like a Victorian name for a hernia. Next up, Otzko, being a straight woman is harder than being a gay man.
I feel like this isn't my month and really my time. I, as a person who cares and has a lot of gay friends, a lot. Some of them are on stage. I'm gonna give it to Brendan to to say this. And then I'm going to just kind of be the energy behind
it's it. It's like an ally thing.
Yeah.
It's way harder to be Otsuko than a gay guy.
Thank you. Thank you. You already went into it. Did you already play the game where whoever is the best ally?
Yeah.
Who won?
Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, so I don't even... I don't have a shot.
No, you're out. Of course. You're out.
Well, Brendan already went into it, so I'm just going to kind of be the energy behind why a straight woman, being a straight woman is harder than being a gay guy. Go!
Yeah, it's hard to be a straight woman. You go to the wrong studio sometimes.
Uh-huh. And she's whimsical.
Your husband isn't around today to drive you everywhere like he typically does.
So tired.
And your gay guys are too... much in a come down to text you where they are and where you're supposed to be. It's hard.
I also feel like being a straight woman means you have to date straight men. And I just think that like some of them are great, but that's a challenge. It's just a challenge. Like some of them, it's just like, no, you can't wear that. It's a wedding. You're saying a lot of that kind of thing. No gay guy has to say that to another gay guy.
I love this.
So, all right, next up. Ashley, monogamy is the best way to have a functional relationship. I told you I wasn't going to learn or grow today.
Yeah.
I said that.
Yeah. Yes, monogamy is the best way to have a healthy relationship because secretly cheating is French and sexy and hotter anyway, and that's what a lot of monogamous people do, so that's kind of fun. And weddings are cool. I haven't been to one in a while.
It's so funny because Otsuko and I were just at a wedding.
Yeah, it was
John's wedding where I was only allowed a plus one. So,
and not very poly-friendly wedding, I guess. So maybe that's why I didn't get the invite.
Yeah, that's why.
I wasn't going to get a plus two, so fair enough. But, you know, monogamous people be their best friends, and I feel like they probably don't change their sheets as much as I do, so that's probably handy. You probably, like, don't have a hard time choosing what restaurants to eat at. Like, that's just two people deciding on that. You don't even have to take a vote, and that is probably so good for your relationship.
Yeah, you can't vote because it's either 2-0, 0-2, or tie.
Or tie.
So the votes never matter.
Yeah, but we're over here. We're vetoing. We have an electoral college.
Yeah, you have it. Right. That's so beautiful.
That is bad, and that is why monogamy is better.
Shout out monogamy.
Wow.
The OG.
Wow.
All right, one last one. Just because you're gay doesn't mean you can be mean all the time. I think just because you're gay doesn't mean you can be mean all the time. Throwing up bitch at the end of it doesn't make you funny. You're just saying a mean comment about a woman's hair. Just because you have a little lilt in your voice doesn't mean it's charming. Sometimes it is, but often it's just like, wait a second. Are you being cool and funny, or are you just being a huge cunt with a little lisp at the end? You know what I mean? I'm not looking at you.
Who's the mean one?
I'm just
being mean.
What?
Who are the gays that are mean all the time? You're saying all of them?
I feel like this applies a little bit to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know who this is directed at. I think sometimes it's directed at fitness instructors, lots of people.
I feel like fitness instructors are so motivational and nice.
They are.
Oh, where are you going?
I love a bitch at the end by a fitness instructor.
Oh. Come on, give me more bitch.
Yeah. I'm like, I am a bitch.
I'll give you everything, Michael.
Yeah, 100%.
Michael's the guy who teaches spin at my gym, and I'd give it all away for him.
Wow. I get mean ladies, just really mean ladies, who I feel like I can feel them judging me.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, yeah.
I guess it depends on the class. Is this all cycling?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I
take dance fitness, so it's a little different.
That's going to be a joyful game.
They don't scream as much, I think, as cycle, because it's hard when you're like, you know, doing spins, like, with your feet.
Mm. Yeah.
And you have to keep the rhythm and so on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really easy to be a bitch on a bike.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're locked in with the shoes, you know?
Yeah.
You're locked in.
Your legs only go two ways on the bike. I feel like you want to move around more. That's my problem with the bike. It's like, oh my God, there's forward and there's back. That's it for an hour? No, thank you.
Sometimes they throw in the hand weight move.
Yeah, I know. They're trying to do it with the hand weights. And it's like, let's stop pretending this isn't a bike. All right? Can we all just face the facts? This is a fucking bike. We'll be right back. And we're back. Yeah. Boy, we had a lot of fun tonight.
But also, we said some things we might regret. And God can judge us for it. But until then, let's take a look at the things my producers wish I shouldn't have said or did in a segment we call Second Thoughts. And Otsko, Brendan, and Ashley, if you have any second thoughts about this evening, I'd love to hear them as well. All right. Things I'm apologizing for from the monologue. I'm sorry about the joke, fag pole. It's also fine that Cats is about cats. It's called Cats. And the Arkansas stuff got pretty dark, but I don't regret that. I feel like everybody came along. I feel good about that. I feel that. Ashley and Brendan, I'm sorry for not inviting you guys to the wedding.
It's okay. I had something that night.
Yeah.
I don't remember saying this, but apparently I called Ashley's lifestyle, quote, terrible. And that I genuinely don't remember doing that, and I regret it. I regret it. I shouldn't have said that.
Wow. I can't say it's wrong.
I feel like I said, one might see it as terrible, but I feel like the word terrible was thrown about.
Yeah.
I don't think I put it, I think I had some ironic distance from it. Ashley, do you have any regrets?
I regret every insult to the poly community I made because I don't want to lose my sponsorship with the Field app. the best place to meet polyamorous singles or your next polycule. But some of us, we're so great. And I love how diverse representations of polyamory are on TV now. We got queer couples. We got lesbian polycules. Go us.
Yeah. I saw that there was a polyamorous couple on that show with the therapist.
Yes.
But I haven't gotten to that
season
yet.
They were horrible.
Yet.
Oh, every poly couple on that show is horrible. Mm. Like, they are always the most selfish, ridiculous people. One of them started a massive forest fire in Northern California.
And by the way...
And went on to be polyamorous. Like, come on, man.
Okay, well, I feel like those are unrelated. At least
no, I get it. I see where they're connected.
Brendan, any second... Brendan, any second thoughts before we wrap it up?
I feel like I threw my boyfriend under the bus in regards to Stardew Valley. And I want to apologize to him. I love that you have your activities and that you loved to fish. But if you could just... hang up your towels after you use them, that would be great.
Beautiful. Otsko, any regrets?
Oh, gosh. I mean, no. I live... I'm doing the game wrong.
You're a great ally. You're a great ally. We all feel that.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Pride.
And that is our show. Thank you to Otsko Gotsko, Brendan Skinnell, and Ashley Ray. There are 137 days until the midterms. We'll be back on Wednesday with Ali Sadiq, Ify Wadaway, and Matt Hamilton. Have a great night and have a great weekend. Love It or Leave It is a Cricket Media production. Our show is produced by Kendra James, Bill McGrath, Kelsey Gante, and me, John Lovett. Our production team includes Hallie Kiefer, Sarah Lazarus, David Tolles, Claudia Shang, Jay Banks, Gavin Purcell, and Matt DeGroat. And our staff is proudly unionized with the Writers Guild of America East.
In moments like these, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and even easier to feel powerless. But we are neither. I'm Stacey Abrams, and on my podcast, Assembly Required, I take on each executive action, legislative battle, and breaking news moment by asking three questions. What's really happening? What can we do about it? And how do we keep going together? This is a space for clarity, strategy, and hope rooted in action. Not denial. New episodes of Assembly Required drop Tuesdays. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever.
Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.